Well, it's finally arrived. The Hawaii chair is here. It's the end to all my exercise worries. Because the idea of the Hawaii chair is that you put it in your living room, sit on it, and it goes round and round and round, and you don't have to do anything, and it keeps you fit.
So it works on your abs, does it?
It works your abs. But that's not all.
You know, Tamara.
I don't know who Tamara is.
The Hawaii chair wasn't designed just for home.
Oh, no, it's not just designed for home.
Really?
No.
I mean, after all, for some of us, at least 40 hours of our week is spent sitting behind a desk at the office.
That's what we do, isn't it? 40 hours a week sat behind a desk at an office.
Not you.
Maybe not 40.
You know,
yeah.
Some of us.
But it really works in the office, too.
Today, we've brought the Hawaii chair to a very busy work environment. Let's get some first-time reactions.
Listen to how these people worked with the Hawaii chair in the office.
Oh, my gosh, this is amazing.
Everyone loves it.
That feels great on my abs.
Yeah.
I can really feel this working.
Yeah, she's going round
and round. She sounds like she can feel it working.
I can really feel this working.
Sounds like she's quite enjoying it.
It does.
Hawaii chair while answering phones, using the computer, balancing books, or filing paperwork.
It's so versatile.
How many people balance books? Oh, I see. I see. Sorry.
On her head.
Sorry. I was imagining like, you know.
Hey, look at me.
Practicing how she carries herself.
I'm by on the Hawaii chair and balancing books at the same time.
I now get it. Right.
You can hardly call this work. With the Hawaii chair, it takes the work out of your work day.
Sure does.
If you can sit, you can get fit. The Hawaii chair.
Now, good jingles,
thanks, Aaron Lee.
Oh, sorry.
I was hoping to do the whole show on my new Hawaii chair today.
Right, but okay. What's happened?
Right. Well, the thing is, I was hoping that during the show, you know, we play some tunes like normal, have a bit of a laugh, and then occasionally you'd hear me say things like,
"That feels great on my abs."
And
I can really feel this working.
And
Hawaii chair while answering phones, using the computer, balancing books, or filing paperwork.
I wanted one of those people to be me.
Because you always balance books whilst doing the show.
But when I had a go, it went wrong.
So what happened?
The Hawaii chair tried to kill me. Seriously, it was like a horror movie.
How?
Right, we did some filming. This will be online soon, okay? And it just went round and round and round. It was only on level 3, which isn't fast. And it just went faster and faster and faster, and I couldn't stop. And eventually I had to get off, and then the chair kind of, like, moves itself across the room because it's going so fast. Like a chair possessed.
It, like, had a mind of its own.
It was horrible. It was like the new Leprechaun.
Leprechaun.
It's out. It's out of the crate.
Hawaii chair.
It was horrible. And it got the one that doesn't speak.
But did it move towards him in the office?
It hurt his head. It did.
What was he trying to do? A headstand?
He was trying to switch it off so I didn't get any more injured.
Are you sure he was trying to switch it off?
Yes.
I don't want to spot on the floor here, but was he maybe not turning up the speed and telling you he was trying to turn it off?
Honestly, it was on level 3, but it was like a chair possessed. It went absolutely bonkers. We'll try and get that up online for you. But I'm sorry I'm not doing the whole show in the Hawaii chair today. But it's now broken.
Is it strapped down somewhere in the office so it doesn't move?
Yeah.
Take the work out of your workout.
But it might kill you.
The Hawaii chair.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
A lot of people are saying, well, you've got two Hawaii chairs, surely. Yes, we have, but the other one is American Voltage and American Plug, so we need to get that sorted before, otherwise that'll kill me as well.
It also might be in cahoots with the other one.
They might have talked, because they've been sat in the office together for a few hours now.
Just looking at each other across the office.
Yeah,
planning what they're going to do to you.
Someone says, you're obviously not level 3 material, Scott. That's not true. It was not a level 3. I tried it in here, right, on level 3.
Yeah.
Level 3, perfectly manageable. Then we went upstairs to the office. That was not a level 3 in any way. It's trying to kill me.
So you think it reacted to its new surroundings, do you, upstairs?
I just don't think it liked me. Anyway, so I'm sorry I couldn't bring you the show on the Hawaii chair today. I wanted to show people how versatile it was and how you can do a radio show, you know, and drink tea and talk and play records, etc., whilst having a great workout and keeping fit.
But I think more people will be happy that there's a video of it attacking you rather than you know, you proving that. Somebody's just texted, say, are you sure you haven't mistakenly ordered the Texas Rodeo chair?
What's that? No, this definitely says Hawaii chair on the box.
Yeah, they were joking.
Oh, right. I was going to say, I'd quite like one.
Did it hit you on the head, this thing, as well?
No, it hit the one that doesn't speak on the head.
He seems absolutely fine.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
So today, the Hawaii chair arrived at Radio 1. And we had a go earlier. And I was trying to prove that you can use it at work as well as at home, because it's very versatile. Are you watching the video now?
Yeah.
Right, okay, the video is now up online.
It starts very wrong because you can't see the chair. All you can see is your upper body sort of going around a bit. And
now,
it starts...
I have to explain before you watch the video that earlier the Hawaii chair did try and kill me when I was upstairs. What?
This is a view in the studio trying to...
Okay, so that's me in the studio.
It's meant to spin you round like 180 degrees.
There's 9 levels on it. That was only level 3 or 4. You're wiping tears from your face.
And now it's got to up to the off.
Right. The bit in the studio is fine. That works.
No, it doesn't. You just look dreadful on the one in the studio.
Okay, well wait till you see the office one. I'll let you watch it now. Go online. The video's there. bbc.co.uk/radio1. I put it on level 3 and it went bonkers.
You're trying to talk on the phone.
Yeah. Right, you're about to get to the bit where it goes out of control.
Now you've jumped off.
Yeah.
It's still spinning.
Yeah.
But it's trapped you in between it and the desk.
I told you.
And it's moving towards you.
Yeah, it's horrible.
And then the one that doesn't speak comes in to rescue it.
Yeah.
And you have now collapsed on the floor.
Yeah. So if you want to go and see the Hawaii chair video, it's there now. It wasn't quite what we were expecting to bring you, but there we are. bbc.co.uk/radio1 on the Mills pages.
We've done a few videos recently. I can honestly say you have never, ever looked more ridiculous on a video, and I have never laughed more at any of the other videos you've done.
Go check it out, bbc.co.uk/radio1. I'm glad I could be of some help. This is T-Pain.
Ladies and gentlemen...